podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. It's awesome. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
Today we have a very special guest.
Probably the specialist guest we'll ever have. I don't think we're ever going to be famous enough to have, like... You know, we're never going to have, like, Nathan Fillion or...
Why not?
We should have, you know what? That's, like...
We should have Weird Al on the podcast.
Definitely.
At least once.
Just one time.
So
we'll just
Weird
call
Al.
Him up and be like, Weird Al.
Yo, Al, my pal.
You're going to rhyme it?
So, you never call, you never write.
Ow, my pal.
I was worried
so,
sick about you.
So the person you're hearing that you don't even maybe don't know you're hearing is in fact my twin sister. I am twin, and her name is Amanda, and we have virtually the same voice, so if you're confused, just try harder.
It's not that much the same.
Not that hard. Yeah, it is. It's pretty much the same.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it kind
of
is.
So maybe you'll be able to tell, right, because I think we're recording this in stereo, so maybe you'll be able to hear it on one side or the other. We're probably not.
I'm on this side.
Right, it won't make it.
There's only one microphone.
Still.
Well, that doesn't mean shit.
Maybe it still.
Hears it from...
But anyway, so...
I'm sorry, is swearing against the rules on
the
podcast?
No,
we got an explicit label. We're good.
Explicit? Yeah. Fuck, shit, cunt. Yes!
Balls, piss.
Balls!
I think that's a legal word.
What?
But you can say,
you
like,
can say balls.
Balls. You can say balls.
You can say shit on TV now, too.
Only in Britain.
No.
You can say shit in the U.S.? Are you serious?
I believe so.
I think you can say shit wherever you want.
Well, the thing is that you can say it, but you have to pay for it, right? You have to pay the SEC so much money.
I don't gotta pay nobody's shit.
What? Right. So anyway, we have a plan for tonight, a real awesome plan.
We're gonna play a game.
Games!
I made it up. It's called Twinterview.
You didn't really make it up.
He just kind of...
So it's basically the newlywed game, only with us, because we're not married, we're just sisters.
Right, but they're kinda creepy, but they're supposed to know everything, because they're twins, right? And
like,
twins
totally
are exactly the same person.
We're pretty much
commonly misunderstood is that twins are different people. In fact, we are the same person.
Same person.
Yeah.
We just project another image of ourselves.
Right, yeah, if you see us in the same room at the same time, you're probably drunk. That is likely what's going on. So, we should get that started.
So, you want to get started with the game?
We do want to get started with
the
game.
Okay, so, this is how the format works. I'm going to ask one question to both sisters at the same time. They're going to write down their answer on their own separate piece of meat, whatever thing
they have.
I have
a boogie board here. It's by Improv Electronics. A real cool thing. You should look it up. You just write on it, and there's like an LCD screen underneath. It's like those old, what do they call them? They're like... The things you write on, and then you lift up the sheet, and then it clears itself. But anyway, this is an LCD, and you press a button, and it clears itself right away. It's really cool.
So you can just write on it until you change your mind.
You should get one. I got it for Christmas from Amanda.
Okay, so...
I didn't even get to tell them what I have.
Oh, right.
I have no cards, and a blue-violet crayon.
Crayon.
I like the face that you're giving the microphone. Like,
shut the fuck
like
up!
The microphone has assaulted
you. I have to pretend I'm talking to
someone. Why are you sneering at the microphone?
You guys keep being mean to me. I'm ending this guest spot here.
All right. Well, you should be nice to our guest then, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm not mean.
I guess I am. Anyway, so we should start this.
Okay, so first question. Question number one. What would your sister say your favorite Pokemon is?
What would my sister say my favorite Pokemon is? Or what would I say my sister's favorite Pokemon is?
How about what I say my sister's favorite Pokemon?
What's each other's respective?
Right.
What
do you think?
I'm
admit
what I think Holly's favorite Pokemon is.
Right. What would you?
What do I think Amanda's favorite Pokemon is? And what does Amanda think my favorite Pokemon is?
Right.
Okay.
I'm not sure on this. Okay. So who's going first?
Okay. No. But then you have to write down the opposite answer too.
Oh my God, that's painful.
Oh, so what I think she's gonna say my favorite Pokemon
right.
is? Oh Jesus. Probably.
That's
the fun of it. Okay.
So then you know that.
Yeah,
right.
Redo it.
We're still
working. For fuck's sake.
You have 7
it's
seconds.
It's going to be the longest
podcast. Oh, it's done. It's done.
Okay.
I just said that. I
okay.
rewrite it.
Okay.
Amanda.
So, I think that my sister's favorite.
Oh, I want to see the card.
I think that my Show sister's favorite Pokemon is Gloom. And I think that she would say my favorite Pokemon is Ditto.
And I said your favorite Pokemon was Ditto and that mine is Gloom.
See, they're the same person.
So yeah, we may have been playing Pokemon for like a decade and have figured this out by now since they're both first generation Pokemon.
I can't change my favorite Pokemon just because they decided to come out with new ones.
So do I, we keep track of points?
No, there's no points.
Okay. Well, we both get a point.
No, yeah, there's definitely both... points though.
Okay, so if you have different answers ever, then we'll sort it out.
Okay.
If that were to ever happen.
All right, so,
you know,
so question one, that's a good way to start.
That's a good one. Okay,
well,
so...
we did it right.
Question two, the exact opposite. What would your sister say your...
least favorite Pokemon?
Least favorite Pokemon
Oh, cock.
Oh.
Well, I know what I answer is mine.
I know what I'll answer is mine. I'm just going to put the same Pokemon.
I did the same thing. We both put Zubat, didn't we?
Zubat has been written down 4 times because, as evidenced by the last podcast, nobody likes Zubat.
I actually haven't listened to the last podcast yet.
And you're wrong. Well, that's because it hasn't aired yet, so you're ahead of the curve.
I haven't listened to the other ones either.
Right. Well, that's fine.
I listened to the first one.
You're a terrible guest.
I'm a terrible guest.
No, the guest doesn't have to listen to all our podcasts. They just
well,
have to.
One would maybe be
I listen
right.
to
just,
one.
You
they
have
just have
to
put up
I
with us
to
talking
the first
to the
one.
That's fine.
Okay, okay. Now we'll get off
this
the
is
top
going,
of.
Going fast. Slow down.
Your boyfriend's socks are up. How do you put on socks upside down?
My socks are on exactly the right way.
Anyway.
My feet are on upside down.
forgot those this morning. Forgot the way that they've been for the last 30-some years and just decided.
Okay. What is your sister's favorite food?
Oh, shit.
Was or is?
Is.
Because her favorite
is.
Food can't be gotten anymore.
Okay.
Is.
Well
hey, don't
well,
you can't talk about
kay.
It until you've got your
answer. Okay, you're right.
I know.
Come on. Come on, you guys.
My sister's favorite food? I'm going to go with the one she used to say when she was younger.
I don't even know what I used to say when I was younger.
I
do. Okay.
Okay.
Are we ready?
We're ready. I think
no,
we're ready.
Not. We're
not ready.
Your own down.
We're not ready. I did.
Oh, shit.
What, the one that I think you would say?
You have
no, I don't know
seconds.
What my own favorite is.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
I think it's fair.
She doesn't even know what her own favorite
is. It's tough. It's you just hear the question, you have to think through every single type of food that exists.
Right? Every food that I've ever eaten.
She can't decide what her favorite is. How am I supposed to decide what her favorite is?
Well, you have to
like
think
I said,
what
I'm
she's
just,
you have to think ahead to what she's going to say.
I just am going with the old school one.
Are you crossing something
say.
Out now?
No, I'm coloring because I'm
just
bored.
Coloring because she's bored.
Oh.
I don't know what to put here.
Why do I have the feeling that something's going to be edited out while we sit and fucking wait?
No, probably not. Maybe. Oh, probably not.
I can juggle.
Just leave it all in. You can juggle. You don't have anything to juggle, though.
I hate to break it to you. Juggling isn't going to entertain the podcast listener.
That's true. He's making a juggling motion, everyone. Envision in your heads.
I juggled 7 things.
Successfully juggled 7 things.
Just
oh my
now.
God, just put food down. I'm not going to get it right anyway.
Alright, I know what I used to put when I was younger because I was retarded.
Okay, then that's what we're putting.
Alright, let's do it.
Okay.
Holly, you go first.
I put that my sister's favorite is roast beef hash and that mine is spaghetti.
Close enough. I put that my favorite is hash, but we know it's the same thing. And that hers was papaya. It was. When she was younger, she used to tell everyone.
No, so here's the story behind papaya.
So Holly gets a point.
When I. Right.
Yeah.
When I keep a track of points.
Yeah, we are now.
We are now. Since it's
well, Amanda
since
gets.
One,
well, no, we're just going
point
even.
For her own favorite.
No.
All right. So the story behind papaya is I was in first grade. And our teacher's aide, assistant teacher, I don't know what, she's like a, she must have been doing teaching training or something. She was Miss Zender at the time.
Oh, she was a student teacher.
She's a student teacher at the time. So she came back from Hawaii and she brought the class papaya.
Cast.
And I just thought it was the greatest thing. So my mom didn't have much money at the time, but the next time I went to the store, I was like, Mom, I really need papaya. And I bugged her about it, and I bugged her about it until she finally got it. We brought it home. I had, like, 2 pieces, and I was like, this isn't as good as I thought it was.
It's not really that good. It's just kind of, like, mushy and sweet.
Yeah, it's not as
it
good.
It doesn't taste, it tastes like sugar.
Yeah, it's not that good. And
well,
I think my mom.
Better straight from.
My poor mom was really mad because she, you know, she splurged all this money on an expensive fruit that turned out I didn't even like.
Well, and they're big. They're, like.
They're huge.
Still
yeah, we had a whole bunch of.
She still told everybody.
I did.
It's like a football.
I swear to God.
But it's not that good.
No. It's like a pink inside football. It's green that. Football with pink inside.
All right.
Not just basically a watermelon?
No.
No.
It's a papaya. A mini watermelon. But
there's only,
watermelon
one,
way bigger
there's
than
only one big seed, right? In a papaya.
Yeah, I think it's like a pit thing in the middle.
No, that's a mango.
I think there's a pit in papaya, too. I'm not really sure.
Papaya pit?
I know it's been since, first grade since I've had papaya.
Sure,
so.
All right.
Next question.
I'm excited now.
What's your point?
No, because maybe I'll know how to answer this one for myself.
Okay.
Oh, God, maybe I won't.
What is your sister's most irritating habit?
Oh! What?
Do I think that she would say about me, or what?
Right.
Well, both. Right. We're doing both here. So what's your... Put my worst at the top.
And then what you think your worst habit is, or what you think she thinks your worst habit is.
My most annoying habit? I don't have annoying habits.
I like your skirt, by the way.
I'm wearing a bright yellow skirt today because it was real in the warm house. It was like 40s or 50s today, so I wore a skirt.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
I have
your
succeeded.
Most annoying habit is being mad at people and not fucking telling them.
You have to show the card.
It
you
says
know that,
being
right?
mad at people and not telling them.
Okay.
And then I think you would say that my most annoying habit is the fact that I literally leave laundry everywhere around the apartment.
I didn't think about that, but that's really annoying, actually.
Literally everywhere.
There's underwear in the living room.
There's probably, my clothes are probably everywhere except for her room.
Yeah, and there's some of my clothes in your room. You take my clothes to litter the rest of the house.
Yeah,
apartment. All right, so I put that your most annoying habit is always being late.
Oh, shit.
To everything. Right. And then my most annoying habit is probably complaining.
I kind of am late to everything.
Because I complain a whole bunch. You really are.
I guess the worst thing is that you complain about things, but then you don't fucking tell people other than the people that it's not relevant to.
Okay. So.
That.
I don't like to hurt feelings.
I don't like confrontation.
Oh
so
my
I guess
God.
That kind of goes
so
against me.
So you punish the rest of us with all your bitching about things that you won't do anything about?
Well, yeah, I guess.
You're trying to start fights.
This is the most fun I've ever had.
This is legitimately fun. All right.
I'm going to see if they'll claw each other's eyes out by the end of the night.
We're not even close to each other right now. We're 5 feet away. Okay, next question.
Next question. What is your sister's favorite color? Come on, I'm giving
you... Do I really have to write this down? She knows I know.
Pick one. Really?
See, there you go.
Really?
I'm sensing
what
some
do you mean,
dissent
really?
Here.
I know hers.
I know yours.
Okay.
Yours is purple.
Okay.
Mine is blue.
Yours is blue, yeah.
You put two.
Purple angry. Yeah, I can never decide between them. But it's always been purple.
It's always purple.
Purple
came
first.
That's what we got on our tattoo. Her
she would
tattoo
get
purple.
She would get
that
right.
I get points
right?
for that.
She gets points
but
for that.
Except we both got it right.
So they can't.
Yeah. So no points for
no
anyone
points.
Because we're both
no
too
points
good at this.
Awarded
yeah.
This
no,
round.
Actually, it's well known that her favorite color is blue.
Oh my God! I tried to nickname myself blue in fifth grade.
It didn't work. I wanted to be grape or something because I had like a purple coat.
Weirdo. I think all grape.
Yeah, you know. I don't understand why grape soda is called grape soda. They should just call it purple soda.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste like grape.
It tastes nothing like grape.
Most things that I think are grape flavored don't taste anything like grape.
Right.
I don't think
wine
grapes
tastes
as
like
grapes.
Does it?
Wine does taste like grapes, wine, so. But wine tastes like ass too.
Well, grape juice tastes like grapes. Like real
like grape
juice does.
Yeah.
Especially but, red like red grape juice you make yourself. It's,
right.
it's like drinking a grape.
It's so weird because
but
which I mean,
is really what it is.
But
I
believe that like orange soda that's not named after the. Fruit, it's named after the color.
Yeah.
Because it's bright orange, right?
Right.
But they should call it purple soda.
I agree.
I strongly believe this. We should, make a... Can you sign a petition to make purple soda?
Purple soda. I don't
purple
think it would work.
Soda.
I don't think, that's a lot of rebranding to do among many brands. Right, renaming. I don't know. I don't have control over these things. So if you are listening and have control over whether it's called grape or purple soda, go with purple next time.
Because it's actually purple.
It's more accurate that
it does not taste like grape.
It doesn't.
Although it tastes good. I like the taste of purple.
Okay, so another question. We got more questions. We got a ton of questions here.
Okay.
Holy shit, my cat's actually licking the tip of her tail.
We have, there's a cat in the apartment. Not my apartment. Not my cat either. But I live here.
Kitty.
And it's her cat.
She's growing
cats.
Her tail,
really
and
like
she's
cats.
Usually really, I mean, she's fat. She's really, really
she's like
fat.
And I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, I'm
apartments.
Allergic to cats, too. You're allergic to apartments? You live in an apartment.
I'm
everyone except
cats,
for my own.
But I love my kitty. She's too damn cute.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, she's I don't know. All right, let's continue, because we're just going to get angry about cats.
So what would your sister say, the one thing that you do that's just like your mother?
What do you do that's like my mom?
You do that's like my mom.
I know what I do for you.
And you can only write down one answer. No slash something else.
Okay.
Like the last one.
I know, I cheated
what
there.
What do you do like your mother?
What do you do that I can identify? Like, you have mannerisms. You be like her. Like, I don't think existing is really, you can count that. That just encompasses everything, right? That doesn't count?
No.
Adam's shaking his head. Because that translates on a podcast well.
Disagree.
That shaking does.
I think you should be able to do that if you'd like to.
Existing. Well, I'm not going to. So I say that you gossip like mom, and that I complain like mom.
I say that you judge people like mom, and that I do everything like mom.
Yeah, so that doesn't count.
I tried to petition Adam to let you say that.
Yeah.
And to be fair, you tried to say it.
That's true, I did.
I'm giving you credit.
You're trying to give me a point. She's trying to give me a point.
She deserves a point. Actually, she deserves a point. You're giving her a point.
Sure.
But no, but judging how things went this last weekend, I would definitely see you gossip like
that. Oh,
no, that was bad.
No, we'll give you a point.
I get a whole point.
Sure.
For an answer I didn't even write down.
I haven't gotten a point yet, so go Holly.
I know you better than you know me. That's all this works.
Just because you used to save a pie for your favorite food.
Used to in first grade. Hello.
Yeah, but you
that
also
was like,
don't know what your fucking favorite food is. So that doesn't help me.
Well,
either.
No, but first grade was like 15 years ago. Maybe
I know what
you
my
missed
favorite
the memo.
Food is.
What's your favorite food?
Steak. Duh.
That's an easy one.
Or bacon.
See, so you don't know.
And bacon.
Steak and bacon. Bacon
oh,
and steak.
Okay, here's a question. This has nothing to do with, you don't have to
okay,
write
we're not
these down.
Right down. Yeah.
But this is a very important question. If you had to choose one animal to become extinct between a pig or a cow, which would it be?
Pig.
Yeah, just pig.
It's an easy question for
but
me.
You wouldn't have any bacon.
Right, but you still have steak.
Yeah, you'd still have steak and I could have turkey bacon.
Did you make a convincing turkey bacon?
No.
I don't like steak, but I love hamburgers and I much prefer beef over pork.
Plus,
a million times
yeah,
over.
Leather comes from cows.
Leather
so they would
from
they
want
well, right. right, but for the most part they get it from the cows, so you wouldn't get leather things.
See, I couldn't choose.
I absolutely
because I how what am I supposed to do with breakfast? How do I eat bacon and eggs without
there's
bacon?
There's no steak for breakfast.
Yeah, but it's not bacon. What? Next question.
Next question.
What would your sister say you or where?
Just ask the question. Just make it easy.
If you could take a trip to anywhere, where would your sister say you would go?
Alright.
I say that I would...
We haven't been... I just realized we haven't been identifying ourselves the entire
well,
time.
Well, that's their problem. Me, Amanda, I say that Holly would take a trip to England, and that I would take a trip to Sweden.
We both got them correct. Amanda would go to Sweden, Holly would go to England. That is how that would
God,
work.
I want to
go to England, too.
Right? We'll go to England together.
Well, I'll go to Sweden
to
by my
too?
Damn self.
I'd rather
New Zealand
first.
And England are anywhere near.
I know,
well, no,
but they speak the same language.
Yeah.
So do we.
Well, right.
Yeah, but
we live
here.
Yeah, we've been here. We should go to Canada first. Maybe that's a little closer to home.
Sure. I like Canada.
I've never been to Canada.
You've never been there?
I've been to Canada. Not very long.
Yeah. I went to Quebec when
yeah.
I was in 8th grade.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We went, like, up across international
How's that Texan going, Amanda?
It's going good.
Our podcast guest is distracted and not at all interested
she,
in podcasting right
she,
now.
Well,
she
I have
to
nothing
say.
To do with this non-game talk.
We could still participate.
I
see, that's what that's
but
what
I've done the same
for,
things you
so.
Have. I've been to Canada once.
Right, yeah, so we hopped
Literally.
Over the border because we live in Minnesota. Well, we did most of our lives, and my grandpa has a cabin, a fishing cabin up north, so we...
Is it in Manitoba?
No, it's in Minnesota.
It's in Minnesota.
Oh,
but you could hop... At that point, you didn't need a passport, so we just went across the border.
There's not a river up there.
Yeah, there's
like,
no river.
The river, okay, because I know like
we cross,
when you go through
like,
past
yeah.
New York, you have to go through the path over the river.
Yeah, there's a river. There's not in like western Minnesota, but in eastern.
Where
Minnesota,
we were,
river.
There was. I think
I don't remember what river it is.
Oh, because the top of it goes a little crickly.
Right.
It?
Yeah, we got some territory in the middle of a lake. It's real weird.
Anyway, so we hopped over the border, and I bought some pens.
Yeah, I think I bought a necklace.
You know
with
what
duck on it.
The coolest thing I've seen? That I'm not sure if it's in Canada, but it's on the river.
What's that?
The Bolt Castle.
I don't know. Oh, you know what? I've heard of the Bolt Castle.
Yeah, it's like some guy like decided to build it for his wife, but then she died before he finished it. But he spent like he had like a fortune, and he spent the entire fortune and never got finished.
And I kind of don't want to go there.
Yeah, you don't want to go there?
Sounds creepy.
Oh, it's so awesome.
That sounds really creepy.
But I had a crush on the girl that worked at the gift shop.
How long did you know her? 10 minutes?
15.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Severe.
You remember that you had a lifelong crush?
Well, it was at least for 6 months. Because I was in the Boy Scouts. We went to Wellesley Island, which was...
So you saw her repeatedly.
Right, a couple times.
Oh, well, that's fine. Yeah, I was thinking you just went in there the one time, and you're like,
no, because we had, like, a Boy Scout event or camp out for a week. And we went to Bolt Castle.
All right. We should go on to the next question.
Next question.
That's what we should do right now. Question number, whatever question number this is.
If your sister were to win the lottery, what is the first thing she would buy? Well, what would she spend it on, we'll say.
Oh. Okay. So I said that you would spend money on tattoos, and that I would pay off my student loans.
I said you would go to England, and I would pay off my student loans.
Really? I'd totally pay off my student loans, because I have way more than you do, right?
I don't have anything to show for it.
Right, but I have tens of thousands of dollars in student loans. I'd definitely pay for those first. That would be silly.
See, what I would do is I would.
So we would both pay
off both your student loans.
We would pay off our student loans.
Yeah, we both just then considered ourselves the responsible ones, and the other one as frivolous.
Excellent. That's funny. Now we're getting to the heart of the matter.
To be fair, my tax refund, I paid off student loans.
To be fair, I got $3 back in the tax refund this year. $3 whole. I thought it was going to be $6, but it turned out to only be $3.
$3 exactly.
$3 exactly.
Lucky.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I spent it and probably didn't even know about it.
At least you didn't have to pay in.
That's true. I'm too poor. They don't make poor people pay in.
Yeah. So, okay, here's another, a similar question. If you gave your sister $10 right now and told her she had to spend it, what would she buy?
Okay.
All right, what are
we doing? I just said we'd both spend it on food.
Well, I said she'd spend it on toe socks because she wants them.
You know what? I probably would.
And I said I'd spend it on frozen yogurt.
Yeah, so. You probably would. I think I got it right.
You got it right.
I said
that's food.
Food
that's
and frozen.
That's another
frozen
point to Holly.
Unless you're eating toe socks, then they're probably not.
It's not.
I do need to get some toe socks, though.
We have a new frozen yogurt place up here just so everybody is all on our little...
Good stuff.
Thing. It's called Tutti Frutti. Apparently it's a nationwide chain, but we never had frozen yogurt up here before, and I'm pretty much in love.
It's like regular yogurt, except cold.
And
right, and it tastes good. And I give it all sorts of flavors and stuff, like kiwi and pineapple and
regular.
I like gelato.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's not as good as frozen
of gelato.
Yogurt.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
Yeah, but so is frozen yogurt.
It's honest to say, I haven't had a whole lot of gelato.
Really?
I'm mostly a sorbet.
I'll take you to the gelato place in Sioux Falls.
Okay.
There's a gelato place in Sioux Falls?
Yeah, it's called Nucci's. With two C's. Because it's Italian.
Is it better than old cheese?
Nucci.
No, but it's an Italian name.
Oh, I get it. I didn't get that before because I'm pathetic. All right. More questions.
Next question. This is an old lady question.
Oh, I love old lady questions.
I
don't actually know if I like old lady questions because I don't really know what an old lady question consists of.
What?
I've never been an old lady either.
Well, can you listen to the question?
I'd love to.
Decide? All right. What would your sister say your favorite type of hard candy is?
Hard candy? Jesus shit. Are you kidding?
I thought it was a
that's great.
Out there.
I think I'm just going to put the same for both of us.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Holly. I think Amanda would like Jolly Ranchers, maybe, and I like Werther's.
I said that I like Werther's, and that she likes Werther's.
So Amanda got some points.
I got
a Amanda is on the board.
On the board with 1 point.
Werther's are really good. That's so old person.
Old lady candy.
Well, the thing is, we have good memories associated with them, because our great-grandma gave us Werther's.
That's true, she did. She's lady.
I get the feeling that some of those were there, so she gave some of her person probably been there a really long time.
Yeah, you know what? If I had more time to think about it, I would actually say that Lifesavers are my favorite hard candy. Not the mint ones though.
No, still not mine.
I would like the cherry ones.
If Tic Tacs count, I wish they made Tic Tacs, but I don't think Tic Tacs count as.
If they made rolls of only cherry Lifesavers.
They do make rolls of only cherry Lifesavers.
Mm-hmm. They make rolls.
They have bags of only cherry Lifesavers. You didn't know that? Oh my dear!
You should see the look on his face right now.
They do. They do make those.
That might be the best thing I've heard all day.
That's the best news you've had.
That is the singular best news that is.
I said I love you earlier, and definitely cherry.
Well, I knew that.
Are better.
I
well, right, that.
Kids.
Nice to hear.
We have a game to play.
Calm down.
All right.
The game will commence, or commence
henceforth.
Henceforth be happening.
You guys kind of.
Thusly.
Presently, the game is happening. Or will be.
Will have been happening.
Will have been. All right.
You guys aren't good at this.
Last question.
Last one. Oh, man.
I wrote down 12.
Oh, that's true.
We've
been 12 already? It means we must have answered a lot right.
It's like 7. Hold on.
There was a lot of right and wrong in there.
Alright.
Okay.
We answered 10.
What would your sister say the last book you read is? Or was?
I know what yours is!
Yeah, I know what mine is too, but I don't know. Do you read books?
Do you know language?
I don't remember the title of the last one I read, so I'm not going to expect you to remember that one.
Wow.
It was on your Nook. Did you never finish a book of
the Nook? I finished one, but that's the one I can't remember the name of, so don't worry about it.
Well, I don't know what it would be before then.
I think I know what the last book you read was.
Yeah, you do know the last book I read.
Yes.
I have no idea.
You're going to have to go back a while.
A long time?
A while.
Okay, we're going back a really long time.
Was it Sea Spot Run?
It was not. I don't think we ever read that book. All right, I'm going to go so far back that I say Amanda's last book she read was Harry Potter.
That's what I said.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the last full book I can remember. I think I read some in between there, but I can't think of
it. And I actually just finished Ender's Game.
She did just finish
Ender's Game. Ender's Game is like my favorite book.
It's good. It's at the very end. Didn't like the very end.
You just don't like that he's friends with the aliens.
She hasn't read this yet.
I haven't read Ender's Game, you dickhead.
I didn't give anything away.
Yeah, you did. He's friends with aliens.
Well, actually, to be fair, he's a nice guy the whole book, so...
Yeah, I know, I read, like, one page.
But the way that they do it is, they do it really well.
Yeah, they do.
If you haven't read Ender's Game, it's like a children's book. They make the kids read
it. But it's not at the same time.
Well, it is, though. It's from, like, this kid starts being real smart when he's, like, 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he does all the big stuff when he's, like, 11.
It is. It was, like... You could read it if you're in, like, fourth grade.
You could, but you're not going to totally get it.
That's true, you might not get it all the way.
Right. Well, you wouldn't get everything, but you could totally read it in
fourth
grade.
That's right, yeah, well, right, you can read Lord of the Rings in fourth grade and you won't get it all either, probably.
Yeah, but you read it again later.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I get it now.
On a side note, I tried to read Lord of the Rings so many times.
You know what's better than reading Lord of the Rings?
Watching
the movies.
You know, I'm not usually a person who's like, just watch the movie instead of reading a book, because I fully believe people should read books. But if you can't make it to Lord of the Rings, I mean, the way Tolkien writes, it can get really dry.
It's really hard.
Like, I've said this before, it's just whenever I read Lord of the Rings, every time there's words in italics when they're singing, I'm like, fuck this.
Just skip over them. Well, a lot of times they're, like, in Quenya, too, or... You know,
what,
some other...
I don't even know what that word is.
It's one of the elven languages.
I don't know, like,
the names of the languages.
I tried really hard...
I was gonna learn it once.
...to read it, but then, like, the first book, I made it through halfway, like, 4 times, and I was just like, I can't do this. And I've seen all the movies.
It is hard. I mean, if there were, like, a condensed version where they just picked out the relevant plot points and left out all the description...
Like, yeah. Tom Bombadil isn't really that...
Oh, no, you gotta keep Tom Bombadil.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
A fun part.
The only thing is, with him, it was just the flow of the movie would have been so interrupted.
Oh, I know.
If they put him in there.
And, like, I don't know. Like, I watched all the movies, but I watched them out of order. I watched the second one, then the first one,
okay,
then the third
one. So you have to watch them, all the extended versions. It sounds like it's going to be real long and boring, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah, the extended versions are...
Don't do them all in order. Did that once. You'll get really tired.
Yeah. You don't have to do it all at the same time, but, like, over the span of a week, watch one disc per day.
Yeah.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
For our game.
Oh, for the game that you're gonna...
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, we have an extra credit question.
What would you say her favorite movie is?
Okay.
Oh, wait, we should be answering this? Or
yes.
I should be answering
this for you?
You two answer it.
We're both answering.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't even know what yours is, but I feel like we should try this.
I don't think you have a favorite movie. I don't think I have a favorite movie, but I'm gonna try it.
I have a favorite movie.
I'm writing it down still.
Nope, I know yours.
Well, because I have a thingy. Yeah, I think they're both the same.
Maybe.
I would say Once Upon a Time, yours was Princess Bride.
It still technically is.
Maybe that in Interview with the Vampire.
I love Interview
with the
Vampire.
Such a crap movie.
I love that movie.
Are you kidding me?
It's a horrible movie.
How do you hate? That's like the best vampire movie ever made. Besides Let the Right One In. That was amazing.
I never saw that, but it's seriously, it's so boring and so lame.
No, it's so good.
And the acting
is crap.
It
moves a little slow. It is not. Are you kidding me? The acting is so far from crap.
Dude, Tom Cruise in that movie.
Well, Tom Cruise is kind of dumb, but... All the rest of the acting is
that really hurts my feelings that you don't like it.
You knew that.
It makes me really sad.
I know, but it still hurts my feelings.
Well, I don't like it specifically because you
do. I would say Holly's favorite movie is either Rocky Horror or Repo.
Oh, right, Rocky Horror. Oh, or Repo. Yeah, it's probably one of those. Maybe Rocky, probably Rocky Horror. I actually didn't even have an answer for that.
I'm guessing it's Rocky Horror or Repo.
Yeah, maybe Saw. Just
the whole
one,
series. No, the whole series for me. Like, I like the first one and the last one the most because they introduce plot points and then they end plot points, and I like that.
I would probably say if I had to pick my three favorite movies would probably be Saw, Rocky Horror, and Dead Alive.
What?
Dead Alive.
The fuck movie is that?
It's a zombie movie.
It's a zombie directed movie by Peter Jackson.
There's a guy with a lawnmower.
A lot of he kills zombies with a lawnmower.
He kills a lot of zombies with a lawnmower.
He pretty much just kills them all with a lawnmower.
Well, on my DVD collection, my Blu-ray collection, I realized I haven't even watched probably half the movies in there.
Does anybody want to hear my favorite movie?
Yeah, I do. I'm intensely interested.
Yes, I'm very interested. I'm sort of...
All right, my three favorite movies in no particular order are Trainspotting.
I knew that one.
Never seen it.
Igby Goes Down.
I never seen it.
And Cannibal Musical.
Still never seen it.
There you go. I probably wouldn't have put Cannibal up there, but I knew Trainspotting was, like, at the top.
I've never seen those movies. What's the most depressing movie you've ever watched?
Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say, too.
That's universal, though. Just like,
man, that's a bummer.
That movie is one big bummer after another.
That's a bummer, man. That's just how it goes.
That's the whole way. Well, I think that's about the end of our podcast today. I think we've run out of useful topics. And we finished the game, and I won 3-1.
Holly won 3 points.
I don't know if she should have won.
Doesn't really matter.
I don't know if she should have won.
Well, you gave her a point.
You gave me a point. Even without that point, I still won.
I still don't know if she should have won. Because, I don't know, some of those answers that she gave were kind of shit. I mean, like, her favorite food, she didn't even know what her favorite food is, so.
Well, right, but we weren't graded on our own answers.
I'm just saying. She didn't know what her favorite food was. How was I supposed to know?
I guess we're going to have to do a rematch in the future.
Something's going to have to happen.
All right. It's scheduled.
All right.
Later.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Tell your friends if this was something you were interested in. If you didn't like this episode, stick around. There will be more.
And you can follow us all on Twitter.
Twitter is @ahapodcast. Facebook.com/... You know, we don't have an @ahapodcast. Facebook.com/ahapodcast. We don't have that yet because we don't have 25 fans. So if you want to fan our page, that'd be really great. So we can get our own URL.
Yeah, just hit the like button. On the link or whatever.
Yeah, just break.
And once we get to 25, we can switch it over to that.
We all have our own personal Twitters, too.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to follow us.
Yeah. I am only obsessed.
I am @MadOlaf.
I am @MissLion89. I would have just said Miss Lion, but apparently that was taken already.
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
All right. That's it for this week.
Okay, bye.